Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
A couple days till Christmas. Better start my shopping. Just kidding, but my wife is asking, why aren't there any presents under the tree? My response of, I haven't had dinner yet, really wasn't a good answer. I did walk into a cell phone store the other evening, and the receptionist asked me if I was there for some Christmas shopping. I said, well, maybe. I would like to know why I still have this $450 charge on my account for an unreturned phone when I have the receipt with the name of the person in your Texas warehouse who signed for it. They put me through to the regional office, and that was a big help. After making sure I was who I said I was, he said, I'll bet you're not too happy about this. I said, no, it didn't bother me at all. It's Christmas time, and I was thinking of giving it to you as a present. Yes, it bothers me, since I've tried to get this thing cleared twice before and was told it was done. He checked into it and apologized profusely. He said it was a computer programmer glitch. I asked if they had the same guy who worked on Obamacare. I thought it was a funny question. Speaking of funny questions, I did shop on Black Friday and had a wonderful exchange with a local store clerk. I went into one of those big box stores. I needed a 30-inch plastic leaf rake. I found a nice red one. After standing in line at the checkout counter for what seemed like forever, it was my turn to pay the $11 for the rake. She said, this is the first rake I've sold today. Most people are buying Christmas presents. I said, well, this is a Christmas present. I'm getting it for my wife. But I'm giving it to her early because it's dry outside and the leaves need to be raked up. I waited a few seconds and then said, no, I'm not giving it to her today. You know, there are times when you'd love to have a video camera to capture the look on people's faces, and this was one of them. Just for the heck of it, I did Google last-minute Christmas presents. One of the items that came up was that for only $34, I could get a Monster High Freaky Fusion Bonita femur doll, and it was guaranteed that I could get it before Christmas. Well, I didn't have anyone on my list who was missing a femur, so I passed on that one. I did think about jewelry, but when you take the items off that nice black cushion and out from under those bright lights, they just don't look the same. So to solve the problem, I went back to my old strategy that I had read somewhere before. I made a list, I checked it twice, I confirmed if the person had been naughty or nice, and then went and bought a Starbucks card. Merry Christmas to each of you. P.S. I didn't buy my wife a rake. I may sound brave, but I'm really not. This has been John Sapper for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.